Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I guess then we can start with that. Just kind of a broad overview of the 2026 governor's race. Who are the front runners, and where do things stand currently with a year to go until a new governor is sworn in?
Sure. This is a pretty unique election for Michigan. The gubernatorial race is actually somewhat of a three-way contest now. We have both Democratic and Republican primaries, as well as an independent bid from Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. On the Democratic side, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is considered the front runner here. She has a couple of competitors in the form of Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, who's taking a progressive outside lane, and then Chris Swanson, the county sheriff for Genesee, which includes Flint. On the Republican side, there's a number of different candidates, including as a front runner, U.S. Representative John James, who's already had two statewide races and a lot of name ID. In the mix as well are Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, former Attorney General Mike Cox, and then some other figures, including Anthony Hudson, Speaker of the House Tom Leonard, and then Ralph Rebant, Carla Wagner, and William Knoll.
So you mentioned Mike Duggan. Are both parties worried that he's going to pull support from their candidates?
They're certainly paying attention to him. He's raised millions of dollars. He's managed to more or less lead the field in fundraising in certain respects in the early days of this race. Republicans are assailing him as a Democrat. He was a member of the Democratic Party until launching his gubernatorial campaign, while Democrats are focusing on the fact that he's received support from prominent Republicans, including some of supporters of President Donald Trump as well. And so he's getting attacked in both directions here, and he's has to work hard to position himself as sort of not aligned with either of the major parties.
So I know that's still a ways away. Do you see him staying in the race through the long run?
He certainly is raising money like he intends to, take this thing all the way to November. A big question is whether he can raise enough money to build the infrastructure necessary to run a statewide campaign. After the August primary here, the major party candidates are going to be able to take advantage of a statewide political infrastructure that both of their parties benefit from and continue to maintain whether or not there's an election cycle. Running as an independent, Mike Duggan is going to have to make sure that he has the money, or rather an outside group perhaps has the money and has raised it for him, to build that sort of ground game, people to knock doors, get the word out about his victory or about his candidacy, so that he has a chance at really taking things in November.
So not sure how far we'd have to go back for this, but are you aware of any, recent gubernatorial races here in Michigan that have had a viable third party candidate?
There's not been any in modern political history that I'm aware of, but maybe perhaps if you go back to the 19th century when there were some minor parties, there might be something where there was something more of a challenge. But in recent years and in modern decades, it has not necessarily been anything other than a two-person race.
So shifting a little bit, so in 2018, we kind of saw pushback against Trumpism with Democrats kind of sweeping the three statewide seats. Do you think that the MAGA movement could affect this race this time around as well?
It's a valid question, and certainly President Trump's poor approval ratings in Michigan can be good news for Democrats. But at the same time, in 2018 and some of these and onward, in 2022, for example, both times left-leaning voters had the benefit of popular statewide ballot campaigns to draw from that also helped bring in voters. There was the abortion ballot proposal in 2022, and in 2018 there was Voters Not Politicians and the legalization of marijuana, both on the ballot, which proved to sort of draw in some less common voters and may have helped Democrats in those statewide elections. So whether the presence and what we're going to see in terms of statewide ballot proposals will matter, as will how the president's favorability is looking in his handling of the economy. Republicans will need to see voters come out who may have voted for Donald Trump but don't normally come out in these statewide elections if they really want to see a change in their success in this statewide race.
So that kind of leads into my next question, and that shifts a bit more to 2022. As you mentioned, the abortion proposal was on the ballot. But other than that, those statewide races were pretty wide margins as well. On the ground, have you noticed Republicans taking a different approach this time around?
Republicans have been interested. There have been some conservative statewide ballot proposals that are on that are collecting signatures, including one that seeks to end all property taxes in the state of Michigan, and then another that wants to have require proof of citizenship when registering to vote. But the thing is, these ballot proposals don't necessarily have the widespread popularity that things like legalizing marijuana or protecting access to abortion services did with the electorate in the run-up to those elections. So it remains to be seen whether Republicans can sort of tap into that enthusiasm heading into this midterm election.
So do you see maybe both parties kind of leaning into more middle-of-the-road candidates, especially with Duggan in the race as an independent offering an alternative?
It's a fair question. I think that what will be perhaps more interesting is whether or not there's people who might be Duggan supporters who might want to engage in the major, because he won't have to go through any sort of primary. He will sail right on into November. Provided he can receive access to the ballot, which we now know is not a sure thing given some of the issues that we saw in 2022. But given that he has access to the ballot, he is able to sail right on through November and not have to endure the sort of primary that Democrats or Republicans are going for. What I'll be interested to see is if there's people who have decided they want to be Duggan supporters, are still going to participate in these primaries, and who are they going to vote for? Are they going to vote strategically for candidates they see as less electable? Or are they going to instead, vote their conscience and try to pick the candidates who best align with their values? I think strategically, both Republicans and Democrats ideally want to pick relatively moderate candidates for this battleground state. But as we know, these are party primaries and party faithful participated in them. And so oftentimes they pick candidates who might be more conservative than what, say, the median voter, or more liberal than what, say, the median voter is interested in.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.